the Johnson Wax Program. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Marion and Jim Jordan as Fibber McGee and Molly with Donald Novus, the Four Notes, and Billy Mills Orchestra. The show opens with Sing My Heart. Now, we have an important message for every car owner. Throughout the world, scientists are constantly striving to develop new products that will cut down work, make our lives easier and more pleasant. Recently came great news from the famous Johnson's Wax Laboratories, home of Johnson's self-polishing glow coat. Another new labor-saving product has been perfected, a double-action cleaner and polish for automobiles. Its name is Carnu, C-A-R-N-U. Carnu does two things at once, quickly cleans and at the same time polishes your car in one easy operation. Now think what this means to you. It means that now you can give your car a beautiful glossy wax luster in less time than you used to spend on the cleaning process alone. Carnu is a remarkable liquid which quickly dries to a white powder. Wipe off the powder and off comes the old fogginess and stain as if by magic. No hard rubbing, no danger of harm to the finish. Now stand back and take a look at the dazzling showroom polish. Your family won't believe their eyes when they see the bright, sparkling wax sheen. You can buy Johnson's Carnu at filling stations, auto supply stores, and at your regular wax dealers. Get a can right away. Let Carnu do a double job. Let it clean and wax polish your car with one simple application. And then you'll join thousands of proud car owners who enthusiastically say, your car looks like new when you use Carnu. Don't Be a Wallflower Zither Corporation has finally delivered Fibber's instrument. We almost said musical instrument, but we've heard him practicing on it. And here on the back porch at 79 Wistful Vista, speculating on the non-arrival of the promised 10 easy lessons, we find Fibber McGee and Molly.
I wonder what happened to them 10 lessons they were going to send with this thing. Ain't this a beautiful instrument?
I like a piano better.
Well, piano's all right, but it's a little hard to manage in a canoe.
Say, why don't you play something, McGee? Try the Three Little Fishes.
Oh, I can't. I don't know how to play boom, boom, dim, dadum, wadum on a zither.
You know what my favorite song would be on that hangnail harpsichord?
No, what?
I get along without you very well.
Say, how about Little Sireco?
Oh, that's a cute number.
But that sounds good.
Little Sireco, how do you do? Hello.
McGee.
What's the matter?
Look at your garden.
Huh?
The neighbor's chickens are in there again.
What? Why, those two-legged beat bandits? I'll show them. Here, hold this zipper. Get out of there, you dead rabbit. That guy next door to keep his chickens at home.
You mean teach him?
Sure. I'll teach him to learn them chickens whose garden this is.
Oh, calm yourself, McGee.
Okay, hand me my zither. You know what I'm going to do, Molly? I'm going to write my own music. I can knock out some of them tricky modern things. Got one in mind already. I'm going to call it I Wrote You a Love Letter in Invisible Ink Because I Can't See You for Dust.
Well, that's very sweet, dearie. And maybe you could pound out a little lullaby and call it, Baby Couldn't Wait for the Sandman, So We Didn't Wash the Spinach. There's Mr. Wilcox in his car.
Hello, folks. Going to be home a little later?
Yes, we are, Mr. Wilcox.
Yeah, come on over, Harpo. I want you to see my beautiful sister.
I've met your sister, and take that gum out of your mouth. I'll be back a little later, folks. Got to go home and polish my car.
Harpo's coming over. I wish I had my lessons here. I'd like to surprise him with a good rug-cutting swing number on the zither.
Does Mr. Wilcox like swing music? He's always so busy selling wax, I didn't think he had time for it.
That's why he likes it. He's a glitter bug. Say, wait till I get to play this zither good, Molly. I'll bet I'll be invited out every place.
Why, sure you will, dearie. Every place you show up with that zither, you'll be invited out, but quick!
Oh, yeah? Well, get a load of this tone quality. Ain't that heavenly?
Heavenly? You've got your directions mixed. But now, don't let me discourage you.
Oh, you ain't discouraging me, Molly. Though I can't honestly say you're pouring no kerosene on the flames of my genius.
Well, have your fun, dearie. I've got to go in and finish mixing the cake. And keep an eye on those chickens now.
Okay. Wouldn't care how many of my vegetables them chickens had if they'd lay an egg in our yard now and then. Like a bunch of foreigners that come over here and make a lot of dough and then take it back to the old country. Hi, little girl. I didn't see you come up on the porch.
I know you didn't, I betcha. What you doing, mister?
Practicing my music.
Hmm?
I says I'm practicing my music. Always remember that to be an expert at anything, you gotta practice. And when you're an expert, people have to pay for what you do.
Oh. Well, gee, people don't pay my grandpa, and he's practiced a long time, I betcha.
Oh. Practice what, zither?
No, medicine.
Oh. Well, that's different.
Hmm?
You says I meant... Oh, skip it. What's the matter, little girl? What you looking at?
Did somebody run over your mandolin?
It ain't a mandolin. It's a zither. All zithers is flat-chested like this. Here, you want me to play it for you?
No.
Oh, you like it when you hear it.
I bet you I won't, I bet you.
I bet you will. Here, listen.
Oh, wow.
I am a little out of practice, sis, but I used to be quite a musician. Why, back in 1914, all the songwriters used to come to me for help because they knew that they could depend on me to give an old tune a new twist. Tune Twister McGee, I was known as in them days. Tune Twister McGee, the titanic talent that taught Toscanini to tremble timidly when I took the time, toil, and trouble to tear off a tender two-step, tossing off toe-tapping tunes to tease and tickle the twinkling tootsies of T-dance twerps, tantalizing the testy tune smiths of Tin Pan Alley with my torrid tropical tempos, and counted as a typical tip-tock tone tycoon from Tiskets and Taskets and Tripes that's new to Tarantella's tried and true. Oh, you have, huh?
Hmm?
So you've heard me on the radio, huh? Eh?
Sure. My papa listens all the time to you.
Oh, he does, eh? That's swell. What does your papa think of me?
Well, he thinks you deserve a nice pat on the head.
Nice pat on the head, huh?
Yeah. He runs a pile driver. Welcome.
Night time. magic of the breeze. Our Lord is like an evening prayer. I can hear it in every whisper of the and so you're always near to me, wherever you may be. I see your face in stars above as I dream on in all the magic of our love. I see your face in above as I dream on in all the magic of our
Donald Novus singing Our Love. That was swell, too, Don.
I think so, too, Mr. Novus.
Thanks, Molly. I see Fibber finally got his zither.
Yeah. He's got an artistic soul, Mr. Novus. He wants to express himself.
He'll get a lot of support in that idea. You crate him up, and I'll pay the express. Well, I'll see you later, folks.
What is this, Molly? Can't a guy have a hobby without being a social outcast?
Why, certainly, but why didn't you take up something constructive?
Such a switch.
What? Island matches up on beer bottles or balancing a straw on your nose or something really useful.
What's more useful than the knowledge of music? Why, listen to this.
Little Sir Echo, how do you do? Hello.
Hello there, Johnny. Good day, daughter. You want to buy some soap? I only got to sell 72 more bars today, and I'll win a magic lantern.
No, thank you, little Sireco. I guess not.
Hey?
She said, no, we don't want any soap. Besides, you want to be careful of them magic lanterns. They're kind of dangerous.
Why are they, dearie?
Well, I had one once, but the only slide I had for it was a view of Niagara Falls, and I threw that on the wall so often the plaster all come off.
But that ain't the way I heard it. The way I heard it, one feller says to the other feller, say, I see where a couple of kidnappers in California tied up a big publisher and carried him away. Is that so, says the other feller. How did they treat him? Well, says the first feller, speaking as a book expert, he says he didn't care for their bold-faced type, but they certainly gave him a nice binding. Well, it's just as well he didn't take any soap, kids. It ain't much good. Shaved with it this morning and it dissolved 2 razor blades.
Fine soap salesman he is.
Yeah, that'd probably be pretty good laundry soap if you had a nice, dirty 3-story laundry you wanted washed.
Oh, well, the poor fella's just... Oh, hello, Mr. Wiltot.
Hello, Foxy.
What you doing here, Harpo? If you was real loyal to our sponsor, you'd be home polishing up that car of yours.
Oh, I've got that all done.
What, already?
Sure. I just used that new Johnson product, Car New, and it's marvelous.
Oh?
Cleans and wax polishes your car in one operation.
Is that so? Tell us about your operation, Mr. Wilcox.
All right. You simply apply Car New all over the clean surface of your car, allow it to dry to a powder, wipe off the powder, and there's your car with a beautiful wax polish.
Well, heavenly days, as easy as that?
As easy as that. Why, Carnew is as sensational a product for auto polishing as Glow Coat is for floors and linoleum. Oh, say, that's a nice bunch of chickens you've got there.
Oh, my gosh, they're in again. Hey, get out of there! Go on home!
Oh, those chickens belong next door, eh?
And they're very crafty, too, Mr. Wilcox. They have to plot to come over here and get fed so they can go back home and plot a hatch.
Well, it'd sure be a shame to ruin that beautiful garden. Oh. I'm afraid I stepped in it coming through the yard. You mind if I use your foot scraper?
Hey, lay off of that. That ain't a foot scraper. That's my scissor.
Well, pick it up off the floor, dearie.
Oh, you can't expect me to chase chickens with a zither under my arm, can you?
No, you never will get them out if they see a musical instrument like that. That's... chickens love corn. Well, so long, folks.
Chickens love corn. Well, what of it? I hear the only vegetable Harpo will eat is wax beans.
Little Sir Echo, how do you do? Hello.
Hey, Molly. What comes after hello?
How are you?
Fine, thanks. How's it? No, that ain't what I meant.
Oh, dear. Look, McGee, here comes Mrs. Uffington. Look at the way she holds her nose up in the air. She'd be a good judge of the air races. Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Uffington?
Oh, how do you do, Mrs. McGee and Mr. McGee?
Hi, Uppy.
I just stopped in to protest in a quiet sort of way, you know, about the noise in this neighborhood. Why, that poultry and that horrible jangling. Really, it's lowering the tone of the whole neighborhood.
Well, you got us wrong, Uppy. Them chickens don't belong to us.
Yeah, and that jangling noise was McGee playing his zither.
Yeah.
His zither? Well, what on earth is a zither? A zither?
Why, this is a zither up here. We do all right, accidentally. And believe me, you get some wonderful music out of a little dingus like this.
Yes, indeed. In fact, I think they got all the music out of this one before they sent it to McGee.
Oh, my really? Plebeian looking instrument, isn't it? How does one hold it?
Like a cat, Mrs. Uppington. Like a cat. It sits on your lap, and when you stroke it, it makes funny noises.
Oh, well, at least I am relieved to know that those are not your chickens. Oh, my, such noisy creatures.
Well, even a chicken is entitled to a voice in its own affairs, Uppy. And it's something to crow about when you can have a blessed event every day in the year.
Reminds me, my poultry man brought me some fresh eggs last Sunday, but I wouldn't accept them. I just couldn't, really.
No.
I said, oh, no, I said, give them back to the hens, poultry man, I said. After all, you know, this is Mother's Day. Oh, well, I'm so sorry if I've upset you all. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, now. Isn't she silly, McGee, sending the eggs back to the hens because it was Mother's Day?
Yeah, I bet she saves all her pop bottles and sends them back on Father's Day. This thing has got more strings to it than a Jip accident policy.
Little Sir Echo, how do you do? Hello.
Dead left and chickens. Go! Playing tag with them squawking egg factories, Molly. I'm going next door and tell that guy off.
Well, now, be diplomatic, dearie. Remember, it's easier to get good vegetables than it is good neighbors.
Well.
And besides, the chickens don't know what they're doing.
Well, they may be dumb clucks at home, but they certainly know their vegetables over here. Here, take the zither, Molly. Take the cue, Billy.
Way down yonder in New Orleans, in the land of dreamy scenes, there's a Garden of Eden. That's what I mean. Oh, Creole babies with flashing eyes, soft whistle with tender sighs. Stop.
Oh, won't you give your lady fair a little smile for over at stop? You bet your life you'll linger there a little while. There is heaven right here on earth with beautiful queen way down yonder in New Orleans. Way down yonder, New Orleans, in the land of dreamy scenes, there's a Garden of Eden. That's just what I mean. Three old babies with flashing eyes, soft and whisper with a tender sigh. Stop, stop, stop. Give your baby a smile. Stop, stop, stop. Linger, linger a while. There is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens. Way down yonder in New Orleans, in New Orleans. Way down yonder in New Orleans, in the land of dreams. Three old babies with flashing eyes, that's what I mean. Oh, there is heaven, heaven right here on earth, with those beautiful queens. Way down yonder, down in New Orleans. Down south in the land of dreams, down south in New Orleans. Way down yonder in New Orleans.
The four notes singing way down yonder in New Orleans. A little southern dish they cooked up and served hot. Very tasty, kid. Well, I hope this guy's at home. I don't know why a chicken crosses the road, but if them hens of his cross my path once more, I'm gonna...
Yes?
Oh, hi, bud. Are you the fellow that lives next door?
No, I live right here.
Oh, yes. This is next door, ain't it?
No, next door is over there. Mr. McGee lives there.
I seem to have got off to a wrong start, bud. I'm Mr. McGee.
Yeah, that is a wrong start from what I've heard. Yeah. What can I do for you, Mr. McGee?
Well, I can tell you in words of one syllable. You can keep your hands at home. I ain't running no cackleberry relief project.
I believe I get the idea, Mr. McGee. You want me to keep my chickens out of your garden.
But you catch on quicker than lint on a blue serge suit. If you don't keep your chickens at home, they'll wind up in a fricassee. Or we'll wind up in a fricassee.
Yes, I'm see. I'm sure you won't be bothered with them anymore. It seems that backyard of yours is always the scene of some kind of excitement.
What do you mean, bud?
Why, hadn't you heard? Why, the fellow who lived there before you did used to bury large sums of money out there.
Huh?
But after he moved, why, no one was ever able to find anything.
Oh, well, you know how these things spread, bud. Neighbors will talk. I knew a guy that built a bird bath in his backyard, and the neighbors complained because he didn't have a seagull for a lifeguard. Well, much obliged, neighbor. Have a cigar?
Thank you, I have one.
You got two? Thanks. I'll drop in some night and play you a zither solo.
Oh, splendid. I'll have the executor of my estate put a music rack on my tombstone for you.
What's that for, bud?
That's the only way you'll ever play me a zither solo over my dead body. Good day, McGee.
Well, I guess I got that settled. As I always say, if you'll just take a reasonable altitude with people, you'll never have a come down.
Well, hello there, Fizzer. What is this I'm hearing about you sitting on your piazza practicing on the musical instrument?
Yeah, I bought me a zither, Nick.
Is that so?
Yeah.
If I'm not being too inquisitive, how do you play a zipper? Do you blow into it like a piccalilli or hit it with a stick like a Zilla telephone?
Xylophone, Nick, not Zilla telephone.
It's a natural mistake, Fizzer. You hear so many wrong numbers on both of them.
I had to give up my zither practice for today because I had to keep chasing the neighbor's chickens out of the yard.
I don't mean to tell you.
Yeah.
That is reminding me of the cute little stories I'm reading in a book last night, which is being known by the name of The Moose Which Is Laying a Golden Egg.
That wasn't a moose. That was a goose. A moose is a kind of a deer.
Well, anything that is laying a golden egg would be kind of a deer to me, I'm thinking. But the plot of the story, Fizzer, is very excruciating. It seems that once upon a time, way back when it was quite a while ago...
Never mind, Nick. I'm familiar with the story.
Well, be that as it may, June or July, in this story, there is a man who is doing a good turn to a fairy princess, which he is not having any right to do because he is not a Boy Scout in the first place, and a fairy princess doesn't need somebody to do me a good turn in the third place. I don't know who came in the second place. I didn't have any money on it anyway. Well, sir?
I know the story, Nick. The fairy princess gave him the goose to take home as a reward, and every day it would lay a golden egg.
Sure. Well, sir, the man who is having his fowl is being so greedy that he can't wait till day after day to get one egg at a time. So he's killing the goose, thinking it is full of golden eggs. And what is happening? But nothing.
And then he didn't have either goose or egg.
Precisely. And the moral of the story is being, if somebody gives you the bird, you want to make something of it? So long, Chisholm.
That guy's main foibles is feeble fables. Well, now maybe I can get back to my zither practice. I hope little Sir Echo ain't been lonesome for me while I've been gone.
Oh, you back, McGee?
Yeah, say, that's a kind of a nice guy next door. Told me an interesting thing about our backyard.
Well, between him and his chickens, they certainly dig up the dirt, don't they? What did he tell you, dearie?
He says some old guy used to live in this house, used to bury money out in the backyard.
Heavenly days, money?
Yeah, but they've tried looking for it, and nobody ever found nothing. The guy was, oh, he's probably just digging fish worms. What's the matter, Molly?
McGee, have you noticed that those chickens were all scratching away at one certain spot in the garden?
Sure, but that don't mean nothing. Chickens always dig where the dirt's loose.
Well, why is the dirt loose, McGee? Somebody's been digging there before.
Say, maybe you have something there, Molly.
Well, it's worth a try.
Hot dog, wouldn't it be wonderful if we found... Why, the guy might have buried a midget. Hand me that shovel, Molly. I'm going out and look.
Here you are, McGee.
I'll be back in a minute, Molly, and let you know.
McGee, what'd you do?
Oh, I tripped on my zither. Look at it. It's ruined.
Well, I'm sorry, dearie, but after all, there may be enough money buried out there to buy you 1,000 zithers. Heaven forbid.
I almost forgot that. Where were them chickens scratching, Molly? Right here?
Over a little to the left. That's it. Right there. Now get busy, McGee.
Okay, here she goes. Hot dog. I struck something.
Well, don't stand there trembling. Dig it out.
I am. It ain't very, very deep. Here it is. Oh, it's a wooden box.
Oh, McGee, I'm so excited. Is it heavy?
Nope, must be paper money.
Let me open it.
Oh, what is it, Molly? What is it?
Heavenly days, McGee. It's a moldy old chart.
Hot dog, a chart. Buried treasure?
No.
Huh?
How to play the zither in 10 easy lessons.
Molly will be back in just a moment. And now may I have your attention? School will soon be out, and your children will be trooping through the house, bringing in a lot of extra dirt and grime. Now is the time to protect your floors, furniture, and woodwork with a gleaming shield of Johnson's Wax, to save them from the punishment they'll get this summer. You'll be amazed to find how much cleaner your rooms will stay after you've given your windowsills, tabletops, and floors a dirt-resisting wax polish. Your home will have bright new charm. For dust can't cling to the beautiful satiny wax luster. There's a big sale right now of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's self-polishing glow coat in special giant-sized cans containing one-third more than the regular amount. These giant cans don't cost a penny extra. You pay for only a pint or a pound, and you get a pint and one-third or a pound and one-third. Now, these giant sizes are going fast. When they're gone, there won't be any more. So ask your dealer the first thing tomorrow morning for Johnson's self-polishing glow coat and Johnson's wax in the money-saving giant-sized can.
You know, Molly, I'm just sick about busting my zither, Molly.
Well, I am too, dearie, but I was getting a little tired of hearing you tunk, tunk, tunk away at it.
What do you mean, tunk, tunk, tunk? A zither don't tunk.
Well, what does it do?
Well, confidentially, it tinks. Good night.
Good night, all.
This is Marlo Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's self-polishing glow coat, Racine, Wisconsin, inviting you all to join us again next Tuesday night. Good night.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.